AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It could be a rough weather weekend ahead for large segments of the country. More tornadoes expected in Tornado Alley in areas of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas already hit this week. Texas was feeling strong winds again last night.
Those storms are producing damaging straight-line winds, large hail, and also a few tornadoes have been reported late this afternoon and evening across parts of North Texas.
Meteorologist Corey Mead with the Storm Prediction Center. And along the Atlantic coast of the Carolinas, tropical storm warnings are up well before the June 1st start of the hurricane season. Subtropical storm Anna has formed. After a small plane crashed into the Spokane River yesterday, crews from police, sheriff, and fire departments worked quickly to try to rescue the two people on board. Spokane Valley Fire Deputy Chief Andy Hale telling KXLY-TV.
County sheriffs put three divers into the water. Those divers were able to recover two adult males from the plane.
But they could not resuscitate them. The Justice Department is preparing to announce a civil rights investigation into practices of the Baltimore Police Department. It could be announced as early as today, according to a person familiar with the matter. The unrest in Baltimore and tension it exposed between the police and the community has presented Attorney General Loretta Lynch with the first test of her tenure. Appearing before members of Congress, she said she was considering the request.
I have not ruled out the possibility that more may need to be done.
Lynch says that though Baltimore has made significant strides in a reform effort with the Justice Department that began last fall. Well, until now, South Dakota was the only state still awaiting a visit from President Obama. That changes with the president delivering today's commencement address at the Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown. The only other presidents to hit the 50-state mark were Richard Nixon, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton. This is AP Radio News. Lumber Liquidators has stopped selling all laminate flooring made in China as the company faces possible criminal charges over its imported products.
The move comes as the Justice Department investigates the flooring company on the heels of a 60-minute segment that reported Lumber Liquidators' Chinese-made laminate floors contain high levels of formaldehyde. In addition to halting sales, the flooring company has launched a review of its sourcing procedures. Lumber Liquidators also says it's sent thousands of air testing kits to customers since the report, and that more than 97% of the kits show formaldehyde air concentration levels that fall within international guidelines. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
A UN official says the international response has been slow to an appeal for emergency funds to help the people hit by last month's earthquake in Nepal. The agency has only gotten $22 million out of an appeal for $415 million. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.